Dry air across the northern plains and upper Midwest will raise the potential for a little bit more of a wide swinging temperature regime as we go forward through the next week. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. A big part of North America continues to dry out, and there's not much opportunity for precipitation of meaning for a while. The lower relative humidity that will be resulting will allow for temperatures to go over a larger range as we go forward through these next few days, with warmer afternoons than usual and nighttime temperatures that will be cool at times. Temperatures at this hour are still a little bit on the cool side, with 50s common across the northern half of the region and 60s occurring to the south. A little band of shower activity continues to occur across a small part of our region, mostly in west central Minnesota, but there's a few showers that do extend back to the west into a small part of north central sections of South Dakota. That is not really generating much meaningful moisture because the air is so dry, but it is a dividing line between the coldest air and the mildest conditions. And we'll see this little definitive line shifting southward as we go forward through the day today. Most of us are expecting to see temperatures running in the upper 50s and 60s, with a few 70s still occurring in southeastern South Dakota and southern Minnesota. Most of those 50-degree readings will be in the northernmost parts of the region. Now tomorrow, we'll see the temperatures beginning to rebound again, and we're going to expect to see afternoon temperatures in the upper 60s and 70s. If you manage to go to the west of the Missouri River, you're probably going to see some 80-degree highs, and some of that heat will come eastward as we get into Saturday, with the southeastern one half of South Dakota and the central and southern portions of Minnesota seeing temperatures certainly in the upper 70s through the 80s. Farther to the north, temperatures will be mostly 70s with a few 60s in north central parts of North Dakota. And then back into the cooler air will take place on Sunday, with upper 50 and 60 degree readings likely in the north once again, and 60s and lower 70s in the south. We expect the nighttime temperatures to bounce around a little bit as well, and we'll look for the low temperatures tomorrow still being in the 30s and a few lower 40s. We do expect some frost and a few pockets of freezes across the region. On Saturday, we'll rebound those nighttime temperatures back into the 50s across the region. And then Sunday will be in the 40s, and then Monday and Tuesday of next week we'll probably see upper 30 and 40 degree readings. There will not be much in the way of meaningful precipitation in the region for most of this forecast period. Strong winds are expected to occur across a large part of the region as we get out into the afternoon tomorrow. We will look for those wind speeds to be between 40 and 50 miles per hour, with some stronger gusts possible. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.